Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And thank you for joining us here on Mind Food Radio with Ben Starr. Michael McHugh, we're off to Orange now. We're going to be chatting with Rhonda Sear, who had a bit of a sea change not too long ago. She's the executive officer of Taste Orange, and she's going to be talking to us today about some festivals. But first, Rhonda, how's life in Orange?
Life in Orange is amazing. Having made the move from Sydney to Orange,
yep.
I have to say the lifestyle here is fantastic. Working here, living here, and just the whole, and being close enough to Sydney, if I need a Sydney fix,
yep.
It's only 3.5 hours away, so that it's all good. It was a fantastic move, and certainly something I should have done sooner.
Oh, that's great. Now tell me, look, you're now the executive officer of this fantastic place, Taste Orange. So tell us what you've got to do there, and what are we talking about today? I think we're talking about some fabulous festivals.
What we're talking about is that we actually showcase a number of different festivals during the course of the year, and the next one we've got coming up is actually the Slow Summer Carnival.
Mm.
And this is 8 days of celebrating all things that are fun about life here in the country.
Yep.
And specifically the Orange region.
Mm-hmm.
And so we start off on Monday the 21st of January, and we start off with an art exhibition and competition, and then we flow through to children's cooking classes with Kate Brax, who was the 2011 MasterChef winner.
Yep.
And then it's we follow that with Pups in the Park, which is a dog's day out in the park. And it actually attracts a lot of people, would you be surprised? But we have all sorts of demonstrations that go with that. And then we go on to... on Friday, we have our Slow Summer, our night markets, which are, incredible tourism icon for this region, where we actually have in the Central Park, Robertson Park, we have wineries and food and lots of kids' activities.
Oh, that's where I was at for the wedding a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you know how beautiful
at the Rotunda. It's beautiful there, isn't it?
Yes. Well, that's the venue for all our night markets.
Ah,
which
right.
We attract anything between 2,000 to 5,000 people.
Wow.
So we have lots of music and lots of entertainment. So that really will kick us off for the long weekend. And Saturday is followed by the Orange Picnic Races, which is always a lot of fun.
That's a real country thing, isn't it?
It is a real country
thing. What about the Dragon Boat Racing? Are you doing that again?
Absolutely. That's on the following day. So after we've had a big day at the races,
yep.
The following day, on Sunday the 27th, we actually go have a day at the beach, as we call it.
Good on you.
When I first moved here, I didn't focus on country matching with water sports.
No, and where do you do all that?
At Lake Kenobolas.
Ah, okay.
Which is only 8 kilometres from the centre of Orange.
That's right.
So we will have a dragon boat challenge. So we're bringing boats in from Bathurst and Dubbo to compete, and it's a corporate charity fundraising event. But last year we held it for the first time, and we attracted about 2,500 people to the lake.
Fantastic.
So it's a fun day with lots of kids' activities.
Now tell me, over this weekend, are a lot of the hotels getting behind all this with special packages and things like that?
Well, they are. Mm. In regard to the promotion, they are. As far as special packages, unfortunately, we do have limited accommodation in Orange.
Yep.
We are working on fixing that.
Mm.
So there is, there is a lot of variety. But
yeah.
It's just not as much as we would like. But hopefully, with the growth of visitation to Orange, is that we will see some more properties develop, and there's certainly some on the books already.
Fantastic.
But certainly, they're behind it in regard to the promotion of the event.
And now, the big event, of course, kicks off on Monday the 21st.
That's correct.
And it finishes, when does it finish again?
It finishes on Monday the 28th, which is of the long weekend.
Of the long weekend.
And yes, and we have an Animals on Bikes trail bike ride to finish the festival.
Well, that's a nice thing to do with the family before the kids go back to school, hey?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. So why don't you head out there to Orange. Rhonda, thank you very much for your time today. Rhonda Sear.
You're welcome.
And that was Rhonda Sear, the Executive Officer of Taste Orange. For more details, go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.